A man all alone with himself, but not all alone here, as 24,000 incredibly rabid Mariner fans are looking for that final strike. That will set Mariner history. Here comes the left-hander's wind. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Strike! It's over! He has done it! High fastball, Randy Johnson being mobbed by Scott Bradley down to greet him and the entire Mariner team here on the 2nd of June. It ends at 9:51 Pacific Daylight Time. Randy Johnson with the first Mariner no-hitter in history, and they are going crazy. Everybody saluting the tallest man to ever put on a uniform in the history of baseball. Randy Johnson has done it. He has no-hit the Detroit Tigers tonight, 2-0. My, oh, my.
His 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, high jumper with a mound. Charged by Vizquel. Bare edge throws. It's over. And Bozzio has done it. My, oh, my. What a performance by Chris Bozzio.
Mariners one out away from some history. Here at Safeco Field, the 0-1 on the way, swinging a ground ball, Ackley at second. He's got it, the throw to first, it's over. The Mariners have a combined no-hitter. Six pitchers combined to throw a no-hitter here at Safeco Field. And they're going crazy at the corner of Dave DeHaus Way and Edgar Martinez Drive. Kevin Millwood, Charlie Furbush, Stephen Pryor, Lucas Lindke, Brandon League, Tom Wilhelmson, combined, six pitchers combined on a no-hitter here at Safeco Field, the 10th time in Major League history there has been a combined no-hitter. Holy smokes, what a night for the Mariners.
One strike away from baseball history. Hernandez looks in, the windup, and the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Felix Hernandez pumps his arms in the air. Felix has just thrown the first perfect game in Seattle Mariners history. He's being mobbed by his teammates behind the mound. He's done it. He's done it. Felix Hernandez, a no-hit perfect game. The first in Mariner history, the fourth no-hitter in Mariner history. Holy smokes, what a performance by King Felix this afternoon.
The windup and the pitch on the way. Parra with a swing and a fly ball. Left center field, on the run, Jackson. He makes the catch, a no-hitter for Hisashi Iwakuma. Iwakuma being mobbed out at the mound. The fifth no-hitter in Mariners history. Hisashi Iwakuma has done it on August the 12th, 2015. A 3-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles.
There was not the usual introduction to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. It is the special no-hit edition of the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast, and welcome to it. What a day it was at Safeco Field yesterday as Adam to the list, Hisashi Iwakuma, no hits Baltimore. History is made at Safeco Field. What a day, what a game. This will be a celebration podcast of the no-hitter yesterday. Here's what we're going to do. We have lots of highlights coming your way. All the some of the great outs by Iwakuma, the great catch by Kyle Seager. Some great highlights coming your way, including the last call once again that you just heard. I'm also going to play you the entire top of the ninth inning. I love moments like that, especially a no-hitter, because the tension just mounts. It increases. And it's not just that final call. It's not just the final moment, but the moments leading up to it. And then the release with the no-hitter when it's complete. I love the whole thing. So I'm playing you the entire top of the ninth inning coming up. We're going to have a ton of reaction. We're going to hear from Hisashi Iwakuma right after the ball game. He's going to talk to Shannon Dreyer. You're going to hear from the skipper, Lloyd McClendon. You'll hear from Kyle Seager, who made one of the incredible plays. It seems like every no-hitter has at least one of those plays, and Kyle Seager turned one in. It was a foul ball, but you know, it saved pitches. It made the out. Boy, it helped get it done. That was a great catch by Kyle Seager. Jesus Sucre has one of the greatest on-field interviews you're going to hear. His enthusiasm is fantastic. So that's going to come up as well. So there's a ton coming your way as we celebrate history. Hisashi Iwakuma, the 291st no-hitter in Major League Baseball history, the fifth no-hitter in Seattle Mariners history. And funny enough, it is the first no-hitter in the American League since Felix Hernandez threw the perfect game against Tampa Bay. In fact, the last three American League no-hitters have all been thrown by the Mariners, and they've all been at Safeco Field, which is pretty incredible. You just heard three of those highlights now. Safeco Field, certainly the place to be if you want to see history. There's no doubt about that the last few years. In fact, I was looking at, just in comparison, in current ballparks, so ballparks in use right now, since 1980, Dodger Stadium has seen the most no-hitters with six. Safeco Field is second, tied for second with four since 1980. So it's pretty remarkable the kind of history that we've seen in a relatively short amount of time at Safeco Field. Oakland Coliseum has seen four as well, but just a magical, magical day with Hisashi Iwakuma throwing the fifth no-hitter in Seattle Mariners history. I want to know what, if you were, first I want to know, I have a couple questions for you. So you can reach me at Gary Hill Jr. on Twitter or Gary Hill PXP on email. First of all, I want to know if you were there and your reaction when it was all done, when the catch was made and the no-hitter was complete. I want to know what it was like. What you thought, what were your immediate reaction when it happened, even if you weren't there, if you were there, but also if you were listening on the radio, if you're watching on television, what was your reaction? And I want to know, is there anybody out there that has been there for all three in, you know, the last few years, last handful of years at Safeco Field? The combined six pitcher no hitter, the Felix perfect game, the Iwakuma no hitter. Have you been to all three? At Gary Hill Jr. on Twitter, GaryHillPXP at gmail.com. I'd love to hear your stories. So, yeah, send them my way. Definitely send them my way. We'll talk about them, too, coming up next week of the podcast. So right now, let's get to it. Let's roll through the highlights. Let's get to the scoring first because there was some of that. It made everything possible as the Mariners, they got the offense going pretty early in this one. Taking on Kevin Gausman, who's very talented. He's one of the hardest throwers in baseball and really started as a pitcher that can do big, big things later in his career. And he certainly had the strikeout going. Eight Ks in the ballgame. But the Mariners, without Nelson Cruz in the lineup, they put a couple runs on the board in the bottom of the third inning.
The 2-1 toss, swing, and this is blocked to the gap. Left center, it's got a lop behind it, and a one hops off the wall. Marte into third. He casually jogs around and touches home. Standing up, Franklin Gutierrez. It's a two-out go-ahead RBI double, and the Mariners have taken a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning.
Franklin Gutierrez batting in Nelson Cruz's spot, comes through with a big hit, and then Robinson Cano would follow with a big one.
The 0-2, Cano swings and grounds it through the left side. Here's Gutierrez into third. He makes the turn, coming home. The throw home, tag applied. Goody is safe, and the Mariners have taken a 2-0 lead. Low in left field was very shallow, and that throw just skipped in like a stone on a lake. It took some time, and somehow Gutierrez scores, and the Mariners add a run.
And then Jesus Sucre comes through. He drives in a run.
Now the pitch to Sucre, swinging a ground ball over the bag at third, fair, down the left field line. Here comes Jackson rounding third. He will score. Sucre is second. Lowe's got to it, and the throw to second, not in time. Jesus Sucre with a two-out double down the left field line, right over the bag at third. David Lowe, long way to go, and Jackson scores, and it's now the Mariners 3 and the Orioles nothing.
Okay, now we got the scoring out of the way. The Mariners put three runs on the board. Let's get to Iwakuma. And really the only sort of trouble he was in, and I'm not even sure if you call it trouble, what happened in the fourth inning, he walked Machado to lead off the inning. He got Parra to ground out to second base. Machado went to second. He struck out Jones and then clearly just didn't want to deal with Chris Davis. I don't blame him. One of the hottest hitters around. especially with the long ball, a runner on, and he just didn't mess with him, and he ended the inning after a walk. So two guys were on, one to lead off the inning, and one was an unintentional, intentional walk. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it was everything but the eye next to it. So he did have two runners on, and as it turned out, this would be the most trouble he would be in.
The right-hander's 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him with a splitter. And that will retire the side. They stayed away from Chris Davis. They went after Paredes, and they got him.
Good bit of strategy there. And it was really after the fifth inning, you started to look at things like, huh, you saw the splitter that was just explosive. He was really mixing his pitches, seemingly all working. Baltimore just, you know, can look at their lineup. Machado, Parra. Don't look at Parra's AL numbers. Look at what he's done this year. He's been outstanding. Jones, Davis, that is a thorny top of the lineup and is, well, as good as anyone in the American League at the top of the order. So dangerous, but they were having trouble putting together solid contact as he breezed through seven.
The 1-1, swinging a ground ball, rake to Cano. Easy play there, picks it up, whips a toss on to first base. Paredes is retired. Iwakuma, seven brilliant innings, only two walks allowed. That's it.
That's it. Two walks allowed. He would walk another. And there are really two plays I think you can circle in this one. And one was in the eighth inning.
The 3-1 to Joseph. Swinging a ground ball to short. Marte's got it. Over to Cano. One. The relay to first. Double play. Side retired. Holy smokes. 6-4-3. The double play. They get Scope at second and double up Joseph at first base. No runs. No hits.
There it was. Big double play. Big, big, big double play. Also, when you consider pitch count, I'll talk about that in a second. And that's why this play was huge as well. In the ninth inning, Kyle Seager, a circus over-the-shoulder grab, full speed, running towards the crowd and the stands. It was awfully impressive.
The 2-2 to David Lowe, swinging a pop-up outside of third, over foul ground. Kyle Seager near the seats, and he makes the catch! He twisted his glove around behind him, and he gets to it. Holy smokes, there is out number one. Kyle Seager had to turn his back to the infield, going away down that left field line in front of the box seats, and with his back toward the infield, made the catch, and there's one down.
It was such a big catch. And those two plays, I think, particularly in pitch count, really saved the day. He ended up throwing 116 pitches, but keep in mind, he was coming off his career high, 118. It's just not territory you wanted to see him in, you know, 120, anything like that. That's why those two plays were so big. So two outs in the ninth inning, and this is how things would end.
The windup and the pitch on the way. Parra with a swing and a fly ball. Left center field on the run, Jackson. He makes the catch. A no-hitter for Hisashi Iwakuma. Iwakuma being mobbed out at the mound. The fifth no-hitter in Mariners history. Hisashi Iwakuma has done it on August the 12th. 2015, a 3-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles.
There it was. That's how it sounded. I'm going to play you the entire top of the ninth inning here in a second. I think it's fantastic. First, let's hear from Iwakuma right after the ball game. This is the conversation just moments after he completed the no-hitter, and also it happened to be his first career complete game all in one moment. How about that?
I'm here right now with Hisashi Iwakuma. We're going to get a little help from Anthony Suzuki on the interpretation here in the translation. Hisashi, to throw that last pitch, to see that ball in the air, and to see that caught, what feelings did you go through when you saw that?
Well, you know, I was happy, obviously. I first thought that the ball was going to dive in for a hit, but right when I saw Ajax, you know, being able to catch it, I was very happy.
Looks like Kyle Seager made some nice plays for you too in that inning.
Yes, definitely. You know, I felt the defense playing real hard for me behind me, and especially that play that Seager made in the foul territory. That kind of made me think I need to finish this game and I need to throw a no-hitter.
Anything different about today? When you come to the ballpark, when you are going through your preparation, how did you feel coming into this game?
You know, I take every game very seriously and very importantly. Today was another game that I took, you know, and I was able to focus to the end.
We saw something that we don't see a lot from you is we saw the walks, but you picked up and you kept going. What was it that enabled you to stay in this game and to keep your pitch count to where you could get to the end?
Well, they have a great team out there. You know, you have to respect their hitters. You have to respect a lot of their core hitters. And when you look at them, those are the guys that you can't let you beat. So I knew, you know, the bases were space was empty, and you know, just kind of pitching around helped me at the end.
And you're mixing it up a little bit more. We've seen more of the slider. We've seen more of the curveball from you.
Just mixing every pitch. Earlier they have great hitters. You know, Sucre did a great job behind the game. You know, so I was able to keep the guys off balance, and it worked out well.
Lastly, you know, the start of the year, it was tough. You had to go on the DL, and to come to today and to have the fifth no-hitter in Mariners history, what does that mean to you?
It's an honor to be the fifth one to accomplish this achievement. You know, first half I missed a lot of time, and I need to make up for you know, what I've lost. I want to help the team win. I want to contribute. That's all I have in mind, and hopefully I get to continue what I'm doing on right now.
I don't think contributions get much bigger than what you did today.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Isashi. Great day. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Fantastic. Congratulations to Isashi Iwakuma. Just sensational. Now, there's more reaction coming. Jesus Sucre, Kyle Seager, the skipper, Lloyd McClendon. That's all coming in just a moment. First, here's how everything sounded in the top of the ninth inning.
Well, here we go to the top half of the ninth inning, and the storyline belongs to 33-year-old right-hander Isashi Iwakuma. The Mariners leading the Orioles by a score of 3-0. Very special afternoon. David Lowe to lead off the top of the ninth inning. Mariners 3 runs, 6 hits. Baltimore, no runs, no hits, and no errors. Pitch on the way to Lowe, and it's outside for ball one. Lowe is 0 for 2 on the day, and twice he has grounded out to Cano at second base. Iwakuma ready, the windup and the 1-0 pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1, and the fans here at Safeco Field are living on every pitch thrown by Iwakuma. A lot of the 25,661 are already on their feet looking for a very special performance from Iwakuma. Here's the windup. And the 1-1 on the way. Low takes. Strike two called on the inside corner. 1-2 the count. Iwakuma has struck out 7 along the way. He has walked 3. Nobody on, nobody out, top of the ninth inning. The crowd getting louder here in the ninth. They know exactly what's going on. Iwakuma looks in. The sign from Sucre. He's got it. The windup. And the 1-2 pitch is inside. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes the count. On deck, Manny Machado. He'll be followed by Gerardo Parra. The 9-1 and 2 hitters in Buck Showalter's lineup. Iwakuma. The windup. And the 2-2 to David Lowe. Swing and a pop-up outside of third. Over foul ground. Kyle Seager near the seats. And he makes the catch. He twisted his glove around behind him. And he gets to it. Holy smokes. There is out number one. Kyle Seager had to turn his back to the infield. Going away down that left field line in front of the box seats. And with his back toward the infield, made the catch, and there's one down for the Orioles here on the top of the ninth inning. Iwakuma two outs away from history, and here is Manny Machado. Machado is 0-2 on the day with a walk. He's fly to left, and Hisashi struck him out in the sixth inning. Here is the windup, and the pitch on the way. Swing and a foul back, and the count is 0-1 off the screen. Iwakuma with a new baseball from home plate umpire Jeff Nelson. Iwakuma looks around, standing tall on top of the mound here at Safeco Field on a Wednesday afternoon, August the 12th. Here is the windup and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a fastball, and the count is 0-2. 0-2 on Manny Machado. Everybody on their feet here at Safeco Field. Iwakuma looks in. The sign from Sucre. The windup and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to third. Seager's got it. Toss across. Two down. Two away. Iwakuma pumps his fist into his glove. One out away from history. Mariners lead 3-0. Three runs, six hits, no errors. Nothing but zeros across the board for Baltimore. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And here is Gerardo Parra, who is 0-3 on the day, including a strikeout. Iwakuma looking for that 27th out here in the top of the ninth inning. 3-0 Mariners. Hisashi looks in. The sign from Sucre. Everybody on their feet. The windup and the pitch on the way. Parra with a swing and a fly ball. Left center field. On the run, Jackson. He makes the catch. A no-hitter for Hisashi Iwakuma. Iwakuma being mobbed out at the mound. The fifth no-hitter in Mariners history. Hisashi Iwakuma has done it on August the 12th. 2015, a 3-0 win over the Baltimore Orioles. It is the first no-hitter for the Mariners since Felix Hernandez's perfect game 3 years ago, almost to the date, August 15th of 2012, when he had the perfect game against Tampa Bay. Randy Johnson, a no-hitter in June of 1990 against Detroit. Chris Bosio, a no-hitter April 22nd of 1993 against Boston. Felix's perfect game. And a few years ago, the combined six-pitcher no-hitter against the Dodgers. It is the fourth no-hitter for the Mariners by an individual and the fifth in franchise history in 39 years. Hisashi Iwakuma has done it. A no-hitter this afternoon here at Safeco Field against the Baltimore Orioles. How about that? What a performance by Hisashi Iwakuma. Mobbed by his teammates as soon as Austin Jackson made that catch out toward left center field. He gets a hug from his manager, Lloyd McClendon. 25,661 this afternoon here at Safeco, and they were treated to a performance A beautiful performance from Hisashi Wakuma. Tips his cap to the crowd here at Safeco. Bows to the crowd. And the fans are really showing their appreciation for a masterful performance from Hisashi Wakuma. And oh, by the way, this is Iwakuma's very first complete game shutout in his major league career. And he throws a no-hitter. Unbelievable for Hisashi Wakuma. A no-hitter this afternoon and his first complete game shutout.
There was the top of the ninth inning, no-hitter complete. Couple players who played huge roles in this ball game. Of course, the catcher, Jesus Sucre. I don't think anyone is more excited than him after the no-hitter was complete.
I'm down here with somebody who was also getting a lot of congratulations right now, the catcher, Jesus Sucre. Jesus, to be behind the plate, to catch that final pitch, what does that mean to you?
Oh, my God. First of all, I got to say thank you, Gap. And then soon as I got to hit the ball, I thought it was going to drop. And I was like, no way. But we got AJ. I trust AJ down there. He make a great play down there.
He did make a great play. A lot of great plays today. You were behind the plate for the entire thing. When did you have a feeling that he had something special going?
I mean, I can say it started from the third or the fifth inning. He was making some great pitches today. Soon as I saw him, every pitch that I called, he threw it right there. I was having a feeling that he's going to do something good today.
In particular, what pitch was really working for him? It looks like he was really mixing it up. We've seen a lot more of the slider from him, too.
I think it's everything. I think it was everything today. We mix it really good. We're pitching backwards a lot, and that was tremendous. It's awesome.
Okay, in between innings, was he by himself on the bench? Were people talking to him, or were you able to talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, he was on the bench for 1 hour, and then he go inside. I was trying to let him do whatever he want. I was sit out by myself, too, but, oh, my God, that was a great moment.
Celebration out on the field when that was over. Tell us what that was like.
Oh, my God, like I said, as soon as I see the fly ball going down there, I say, oh, my goodness, please just catch. And then I went on there, and that was great moment.
This is a guy who threw 118 pitches his last time out. That was a career high for him. What did you see from him as the game went on? And we saw the strikeouts keep coming.
Oh, my God, that guy has been working a little hard. He's been working really, really hard. In the last couple starts, he was doing good. Every pitch that he threw, it was tremendous. I think it's you're talking about split finger, but I think he got a the curveball too and the slider. I think he can throw that for a strike, whatever he wants.
Without question. Lastly, what does it mean to you to be a part? You had a hit in this game. You had a big hit in this game. What does it mean to you to be a part of the Mariners' fifth no-hitter in history?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that was great. I hit the ball good. I got the double right there, RBI. I was really good, really fun today.
All right, great game, Jesus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Kyle Seager, too. He played a big, big role in this one getting done.
Yeah, to be a part of that and to be such a big part in that final inning, so what does that mean for you and this team right now?
I'll tell you what, man, he was unbelievable tonight. You know, that was incredible just to sit back there and watch that, and, you know, just the way he, you know, just went right through everybody. I mean, he was impressive, obviously.
He said that when you made that catch, the pop foul, he said to himself, I need to finish this game.
Well, I think he was going to do it regardless, but, you know, that's just a testament to how good he was today, where, you know, the big hurdle, the only – you know, ball that was really in question at all was a foul ball. So, I mean, he was incredible today.
What were you able to see from where you were with the stuff that he had?
You know, he had some pop on the fastball. You know, he was locating it in and out. You know, he had a good splitter, a good slider. I mean, you saw a lot of swing and misses from him, and then, you know, a lot of ground balls. And, you know, when you see that from him, you know, it's going to be pretty special.
And for the team, I mean, we saw some nice plays. We saw the double play.
That was the big you know, chills moment for me when, you know, he got the 3-1 there and he able to, you know, get that double play ball, get out of that eighth inning. And, you know, there wasn't too many balls that were really in question. I mean, he was just unbelievably dominant.
In between innings, what did you see from him in the dugout? Did people stay away?
You know, he's the same guy. He's got his routine and, you know, he stuck to it. And, you know, he goes and he puts his stuff down and he kind of goes underneath. And, you know, he, I wasn't going to be the one to jinx it. So, I don't think anybody really was doing anything differently.
What is it about him? It seems like he's mixing more stuff right now. It seems a little bit different.
Yeah, he mixes his pitches real well. He's got a lot of movement. He gets a ton of movement. He's got some deception in his delivery. He's got deception in his windup. I mean, the guy's and he goes out there and competes. He goes right at you. He's been working quickly. I mean, it was beautiful.
I can imagine this is the kind of thing that can give a team a little bit of a boost.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've never seen. You're talking about like the Felix performance from a couple of years ago where just everybody's unbelievably ecstatic around one guy. I mean, it's unreal.
And finally, the skipper, Lloyd McClendon. Here's what he had to say.
I tell you what, it was pretty special. I've seen a lot. I thought in the fifth inning, I was telling Randy, I thought his stuff was really sharp. And the split was coming out very crisp. And you never know, but I said, he may have a shot here. He was going through it pretty good, and as we went along, you realize that this could happen.
And he still hit 92 on pitch number 104. What did you notice just about how he stayed strong the entire time?
Well, I mean, listen, when you got a no-hitter and the crowd's going the way they're going, the adrenaline flow's pretty good. I'm sure he's going to be sore tomorrow, but he went at it pretty good.
Walk it on, and then 3-1 next hitter. How far, and he's pushing 150, how far were you going to go with him? That guy gets on, or were you just going to let him go with him?
Yeah, I think at that point, it's his ball game. It's kind of hard to take him out with a no-hitter at that point. Well, if the guy gets a base hit, then we're probably going to go to the bullpen.
What do you think of Seaver's play
here. Pretty darn good. It was pretty good. I looked at Trent when he did that. I said, he's going to get it. He's going to get it because that's just that's one of those plays that are just magical in that particular moment.
When you see him on a roll like that, do you just let him run with it? Or are you talking to him? Are you superstitious during a game like this? Is it normal?
I told you I had the pee since the fifth, so I'm not superstitious. I just didn't want to get up, yeah. No, nobody said anything to him. I mean, listen, you let him go, and he's in his groove, and I'm sure he was fatigued a little bit, but what are you going to do? You got to let him go out there. Well, I mean, listen, I thought about that. I think that's a legit question, but, if you look at this club since the break, we're playing real good baseball. We probably should have won 3 out of 4 in Minnesota. It took the series in Colorado, and we won our last 3 series in a row. So we're starting to pick it up. This type of game only helps. But I learned a long time ago in this game, momentum is only as good as your next starter. So when we toe the rubber against Boston on Friday, if Monty's on his game, then we're going to have a good chance of keeping it going.
Been 15 no-hitters in the National League since the last one in the AL. Is it as simple as just that extra hitter makes it that much more difficult for an American?
Yeah, I think the outs are tougher. I mean, look, the lineups are deeper. The DHs are probably, in the American League, the DHs are animals. Those are tough outs. So there are really no easy outs, in the American League.
If someone had asked you before the game, who has no-hit potential on you?
Probably not. I mean, because he's a finesse guy. I probably would say Walker, has an opportunity. But, but the way that split was coming out today, see, he's got a good chance.
He's been banged up at times over the last 2 years. All the way back? You've run him over 100 pitches a couple times now.
Well, I said about 3 weeks ago I thought the bear was back, and he's only getting better, and it's nice to see because I think this is probably the longest stretch that I've had him where he's really been truly healthy. And the ball's coming out, the velocity's back. He can work down the zone, he can elevate the fastball, and that's what makes him special.
Wow, what a day at Safeco Field. Asashi Iwakuma, a no-hitter, fifth no-hitter in Mariners history. What a day it was. Well, on the podcast coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about this weekend, Mariners in Boston for a 3-game series and on to Texas. We'll talk about that. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be great. So we'll have a conversation about Boston. We're also going to hear from the play-by-play announcer for the Bakersfield Blaze. He's going to talk about Tyler O'Neill and what's going on in Bakersfield in the Mariners system. That comes up. We'll hear from Jim Palmer, Hall of Famer. And finally, it took all week, but Bullpen Banter is going to be back. So tomorrow's podcast is going to be outstanding as well. But this was a fun one. Big day to celebrate, and why not with a no-hitter? Unbelievable. So until tomorrow's podcast, I hope you have a great day.
See you later!